Scott Bertram in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Thanks for joining us. Sitting here in Hillsdale, Michigan, the studios at Hillsdale College, where I serve as the general manager for the student radio station and also teach in the journalism department. You want to find out more about Hillsdale? Well, hillsdale.edu, hillsdale.edu. If you don't mind, maybe a little round robin on stories here. It's my last big segment, this two-day fill-in stretch, and a few things I haven't talked about yet that I mentioned. The Florida Senate, yesterday voted to officially remove Scott Israel from his elected position as the Broward County Sheriff. So that finalizes the governor's executive order suspending Israel from his position due to allegations of neglect of duty and failures in his department's responses to mass shootings in 2017 at the Fort Lauderdale Airport and in 2018 at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland. So he has been suspended from the position. This is, remember, CNN had that town hall with Jake Tapper and everyone yelling at Dana Loesch and the NRA. And you had even Scott Israel on the stage saying what a great job he did and his department did. And it's just, you know, it's just terrible. And but we did all we could and turned out that they didn't. So he has not been now been removed from his position as Broward County Sheriff. And perhaps people there should feel a little bit safer today. Speaking of law enforcement, you know, Chicago's a bit of a mess right now. It's an understatement, like an $850 million budget deficit. They've got to find money. The pension's underfunded. Teachers are on strike now for a week with no end in sight. Violence, murder. And you have now the Chicago Chief of Police, Eddie Johnson, who was actually found sleeping in his car last week. So he's already in a bit of a pickle. He blames it on not taking his blood pressure medication and having a few drinks. But he said he was not too drunk to drive. That investigation could be interesting. You also have now the Fraternal Order of Police in Chicago saying that its board of directors have issued a vote of no confidence in the Chicago police superintendent. Why? Well, you dig a little deeper into the Tribune story here, and you find out that apparently the last straw was that Johnson, the superintendent of Chicago police, won't be attending a speech in Chicago next week by President Donald Trump. The union's Facebook post said, quote, "The FOP would be extremely disappointed if Superintendent Eddie Johnson would disrespect President Trump by not attending the president's speech at the convention, as has been suggested in the media. Such a gesture would be an insult to both President Trump and the office of the presidency itself, and would be a mark of disgrace upon the city throughout the entire nation, including to Mayor Lori Lightfoot." So, the Superintendent Eddie Johnson steering clear of a speech by President Trump, and the rank and file Chicago police saying that's the final straw. It's also the straw that broke the camel's back, and they have no confidence in the superintendent of Chicago police. Also mentioned this right at the top of the hour, Major League Baseball is now investigating an umpire, Rob Drake. He's been an umpire for quite a while, for a tweet, and maybe for a couple of tweets. According to a copy of the tweet obtained by ESPN, Drake tweeted that he planned to buy an assault rifle, quote, "because if you impeach my president this way, you will have another civil war." MLB said in a statement to USA Today Sports that the league became aware of the tweet Wednesday and is now investigating the matter. Drake's been an umpire since 1999, 20 years, and was assigned to postseason games in 2010, 2012, 2014, 2015. Not this year, apparently. His Twitter account was switched to private mode on Wednesday night, but USA Today Sports reviewed other tweets from the account before the change was made. Other messages included a claim that Barack Obama was not born in the United States. And although that I'm seeing the tweet, that could just read as a joke. Anyway, and a tweet to Hillary Clinton calling her a liar and demanding the truth about Benghazi. That is Major League Baseball umpire Rob Drake. So now the question becomes, of course, is he tweeting out his own time? Is he always representing Major League Baseball when he's posting on social media? There's nothing that I can see. I can't see the bio anymore because it switched to private, but just seeing the handle and the picture, you would not guess he is a Major League Baseball umpire. And then I guess the second question is, do those tweets rise to the level of being some sort of punishable or maybe even fireable offense? It's the question MLB apparently is dealing with. I wonder if anyone else has skimmed through baseball. How many baseball umpires have a Twitter account? And have they skimmed through all those accounts to make sure there are no, you know, pro-Biden, pro-Elizabeth Warren statements there, or jokes about Republicans that might be considered off, maybe not off-color, but unacceptable jokes about Republicans? Anyone go through those? We're still, I guess the media is still doing this thing where we go through old tweets to find ways to take people down. Now, I guess in their defense, barely. These necessarily aren't old tweets. They're not like from before he became an umpire. They're from 2018 and 2019, it appears. Some as recent as a month ago. But baseball says they're aware and they're investigating these tweets of Rob Drake, the umpire. My guess is there's going to be some pressure to punish in some way, shape, or form. Suspension, fine. I don't know if they'll go all the way through to it being a kind of fireable offense, but you're going to see pressure put on. And you know, if anyone else has any, the media probably going through, as I said, other umpire tweets right now to see if anyone else has ever said anything bad, and check those NFL referees and maybe NBA officials. That season has just started. Any NBA officials with opinions we don't like on Twitter, get them in trouble? That's apparently all the media does these days. Coming into the home stretch here, Scott Bertram filling in for Steve. Find the show online, stevegruber.com, on Twitter, at Steve Gruber Show. You can find me on Twitter, at Scott Bertram, S-C-O-T-B-E-R-T-R-A-M. For the Steve Gruber Show, coming up next.
The skills you can develop as a soldier in the Army National Guard can give you an edge in the high-tech job market of tomorrow. The Guard offers career training to take advantage of your skills in science, technology, engineering, and math that can help give you a leg up to a high-paying and rewarding STEM profession. Gain practical experience with emerging technology and equipment not found in the civilian world. The Army National Guard can get you started in an array of STEM-related career fields such as information technology, communication systems, special forces engineers, technical engineering, air traffic control, and chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear science. Get a head start on your career in an exciting new field while earning money to pay for college, all while serving in your own community. Log on to NationalGuard.com or talk to a recruiter in your area to learn about all of the STEM career opportunities available to you in the Army National Guard. Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.